time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go here for our final hour today on this Friday, June the 7th, 2019, National Donut Day 2019, 17 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears in here for Charlie Evers. All right, let's run down the questions we have. Toll-free phone lines open, 740-383-9944. Now, we do have tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. We do have tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We do have a McDonald's gift card for $5 and a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only, or if you just want to call in and answer, we can do that as well. Here are the questions we have on the table right now. Can anybody name the original automatic donut machine? What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? Does anybody know? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Did you know that a donut was mentioned in the Bible? If you give me the person, I'll give you the chapter and the verse where the person mentions the donut. So the question is, what person in the Bible mentions a donut? Why do we have National Donut Day? National Donut Day started in 1938. It's the first Friday in June. This is the 81st National Donut Day. Does anybody know why we have National Donut Day? How did that start? It was to celebrate a group. What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? It all happened because an actor did that in a movie. Does anybody know this actor's name? It's a very famous actor. What actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? Eating a jelly donut is considered to be good luck on New Year's Eve for a certain group of people. Does anybody know who that is? Eating a jelly donut is considered to be good luck on New Year's Eve for a certain group of people. What group of people is that? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Did want to remind you the WWGH 5th Anniversary Special coming up Monday, June the 10th, right around the corner, 7:15 to 9 p.m. We'll all be here that night. Myself, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Mike Wilson, Pastor Steve Whitaker, Charlie Evers, Nate Redman, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, and a live performance by the Leshesky family. This whole event is supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030. That's coming up on Monday, 7:15 to 9 p.m. You won't want to miss that. For love nor money. National Donut Day here, 21 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what group it is considered good luck for to have a jelly donut on New Year's Eve? What group is that good luck for? What famous actor, big time famous actor, started the trend of dunking donuts in milk because they did it in a movie? What actor was that? Why do we have National Donut Day? Started in 1938. It was honoring a group of people. Go ahead, caller.
The Salvation Army started National Donut Day in 1938, as you said, in order to honor the women of World War I that were passing out donuts to the soldiers as they traveled through their areas. And also, at the same time, they hoped that it would be a fundraiser for the Salvation Army and those people that were having problems during the Depression.
That is it. And you know, it's interesting. I could not find, but I don't know when the Donut Girls stopped. I think it went on through World War II, but I don't think the other wars had Donut Girls.
Well, I don't necessarily guarantee that they were always passing out donuts, but I know that my wonderful neighbor, who has now passed on at the age of 96, used to do it for the Red Cross during World War II when they would meet the troop trains that came through Marion and pass out sandwiches and apples and things like that. And I don't know whether they had donuts or not, but you're right. It did continue on.
Yeah, it's a very interesting thing, and I don't know. You know, I assume that's why National Donut Day is the first Friday in June to be close to D-Day.
Oh, well, I hadn't thought about that, but okay, that makes sense.
I think that's why they placed it there, I would guess. But I'm not for sure, but hey, thanks for that answer. That's
right.
Exactly right. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
That is right. That's what National Donut Day is all about. Started in 1938, and it was to honor those women who they called Donut Girls during World War I who used to pass out donuts to the soldiers. And I think they went on doing this during World War II. But that is how National Donut Day started, and here we are 81 years later. And I think there is a correlation to D-Day. Of National Donut Day being the first Friday in June. So we've got that one knocked out of the way. Okay, let's see if we get these other ones knocked out of the way here before the end of the program. 24 minutes past the hour here on this Friday afternoon. Tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Wilds, Huntsman Auto Oil Change, and a $5 gift card to McDonald's. All here to be gotten, or if you just want to answer the question, go ahead. Does anybody know the name of the original automatic donut machine? It had a name. Kind of a strange name, but it did have a name. What was the name of the original automatic donut machine? Does anybody know the person in the Bible who mentions a donut? I hope we get this one, because I want to tell you the chapter and verse that it's in, so you can go look it up and find out that it is actually true. But does anybody know the person in the Bible who mentions a donut? If you just name some people in the Bible, you might get it right. What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk because they did it in a movie? And like I've said, it's very strange to think that's what started that trend, which continues on to this day. But does anybody know the name of the big-time famous actor that started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? Go ahead, caller.
Was that John in the Bible?
What's that?
John.
It's not John, but that's a good guess.
Thanks.
Thank you. Not John. But if you name enough characters in the Bible, or people in the Bible, I should say, they were real people, you'll get the answer right here. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? It was not John. We know it wasn't John, but who might it have been? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? And if you get the answer right, I'll tell you the chapter and verse where it's mentioned. What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk because they did it in a movie? Big, huge, famous actor. If you just guess a famous actor, you might get this one right, because this was a big, famous actor. I guess when you're that famous, when you dunk your donuts in milk, it becomes a trend. Eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck for what group of people? What group of people think it's good luck to eat a jelly donut on New Year's Eve? Does anybody know that one? I'll add another one here since we got the Donut Day question out of the way. Why are donuts associated with police officers? Does anybody know that? That's an age-old joke that, you know, police officers love donuts. But why is that? Why did that come about? Why are donuts associated with police officers? I wonder if there are any police officers out there answering or listening right now that might know the answer to this. 740-383-9944. Why are donuts associated with police officers? What group thinks it's good luck to eat a jelly donut on New Year's Eve? What group of people think that? What famous actor started the trend of dunking donuts in milk? Famous actor. I'll say that. Go ahead, caller.
All right, John, with the police and the donuts, back in the day, when that got started, every time you wanted a cop, you could always find him at the donut shop. And they'd run down there for their donuts, and you'd have to wait before they get their donuts.
Well, that's very close, but the question is, why were they at the donut shop?
Because the donut shop would give them free donuts.
That's not it, but you're close on this one. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, the question is, why are donuts and police officers associated? That's been a long-running joke. And, you know, to be honest, I don't know if it was ever... It's certainly not true now because police officers tend to be in pretty good shape. So I doubt they're eating a lot of donuts. And if they are eating a lot of donuts, then they're working out a lot. But why are donuts and police officers connected? Go ahead, caller.
They was one of the few places that was open 24/7.
You got it. It's because donut shops were open 24/7, and cops on third shift used to go into the donut shop. You got it. Are you eligible for a prize today?
Yes, I am.
All right here. Let me get the paper. What prize would you like?
You got Zoom and Zoom Bay.
We do have the Zumbeezy Bay, and what is your name?
Reuben.
Reuben? Well, Reuben, we're open till 3 o'clock today, and I thank you for listening, but you can pick them up next week. You got 10 days.
I'll pick them up Monday.
Monday. Sounds good. Thank you, Reuben.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Absolutely right. Donut shops were open 24/7, and that's how they got associated with police officers working third shift. We're going to break here in 20 seconds, but we still got a half hour to go, so stay tuned. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers on this Friday, June the 7th, 2019, the 81st annual Donut Day here in the United States. We'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get... He's, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here he is, Schickel Krieber, guts. So I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something, Mr. Sullivan. It has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy. He heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. As you really believe that you old as you're nuts, you know?
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock during a commercial break, he's sort of looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Scott Spears back with you here on this Friday, National Donut Day 2019, the 81st annual, 33 minutes past the hour, filling in for Charlie Evers. I believe we have a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. I was answering the question. Clark Gable founded the Dunkin' Donut.
You've got it. Clark Gable in a movie. Do you have the title of the movie there?
Oh, I do not.
But it was one of his movies. I don't think it was one of his big famous ones, but he was seen dunking a donut in milk in that movie, and for some reason, that became a popular thing. Clark Gable, you're right. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
Yes.
All right. What would you like?
The water park ticket, Zumbeezy Bay.
Okay, Zumbeezy Bay. And what is your name?
Ashley.
And what's your last name?
Johnson,
okay. Ashley, we're open till 3 o'clock today, but if you can't get up here today, we will be here next week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ashley. Ashley gets it. It was Clark Gable. Absolutely right. Clark Gable was the one who was seen in the movie dunking the donuts. And after that, dunking donuts in milk became a big thing, I guess. All right. We've still got questions here on this 81st annual Donut Day. We're having a good time. Let's see here. What do we have left? What questions haven't we got? Well, we still don't have the name of the original automatic donut machine. Does anybody know the name of the original automatic donut machine? It did have a name, had kind of an interesting name. Does anybody know the person in the Bible who mentions a donut? There's a person in the Bible who mentions a donut. And if you tell me who this person is, I'll tell you the chapter and verse where this person is mentioned. Does anybody know the person in the Bible who mentions a donut? What group thinks that eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve will bring you good luck? What group believes that? Does anybody know the group that believes eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve will bring you good luck? And I'll tell you, we might add a new question here since we've had a couple answered. What is the size of the donut hole supposed to represent? You know the hole in the center of the donut? What do they say that hole in the center of the donut is supposed to represent? It has an interesting representation in society. It has something to do with society. What does the size of the hole in the center of the donut represent? How big or small it is? And I'll give you one more here. What city and state in the United States has the most donut shops? Does anybody know that? What city and state in the United States has the most donut shops? 740-383-9944. We have a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. We have got the tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. We've got the $5 gift card to McDonald's. I believe we have a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets left. I believe we may have some other things. I'll have to look in the folder there if we get the answer right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on the most donut shops, would that be New York?
It's not New York, but that's a good guess. Thank you. Not New York. The question is, what city and state has the most donut shops? Does anybody know that? What city and state has the most donut shops? What is the size of the hole in the center of the donut supposed to represent? Now, it has something to do with society. How big or small the hole in the center of the donut is. Does anybody know what that's supposed to represent? What group thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve will give you good luck? What group thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve will give you good luck? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? We still don't have that one. And if we do get the answer to that, I'll tell you the chapter and verse where they mention it. But what person in the Bible mentions a donut? Can anybody name the original automatic donut machine? The original automatic donut machine was given a name, and it's kind of an interesting name, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Sorry to interfere again, Scott, but I wanted to give you some news as well as make a guess to your trivia question.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll guess Chicago. I'm thinking it's somewhere in the Midwest. Would that be logical, or am I out in left field somewhere?
It's not Chicago. New York and Chicago, I thought, would have been the obvious ones, but it's not New York and it's not Chicago.
Okay. Is it a large city, or is it like the size of Marion? Is it a big one like Chicago? Is it in the middle, kind of like Minneapolis?
It's fairly large. It's a popular city.
Is it a nearby city, or is it somewhere? It's in the United States, right? It's in the United States.
Yeah, it's in the United States.
Is it in the Midwest or Northeast, or is it,
It's, I'll tell you, it's not in the West. I'll say that.
Okay, well, I'll let somebody else go. I had some news for you, though.
Okay.
You're familiar tomorrow with the 7:10 a.m. to 10 o'clock festivities on the station.
The Weasel Show.
And yes, well, I've been arranging this. As you know, sometimes I'm a show arranger, as you probably know. But it appears that the Weasel's going to have a couple guests on tomorrow. Of course, it's his 21st birthday.
So oh, is it?
We're going to celebrate quite heartily. But rumor has it that another former Zoom member is going to be in the studio with him. And it's also quite possible that I'll be in the studio there also. So I wouldn't be a Zoo alumnus. I'm just a general alumnus and general pain in the you-know-where, but I do serve my purposes from time to time. So there will be another former NCI person there, me and who knows whomever else, and it will be a gala that you don't want to miss.
So are you bringing this person?
Make the coffee, set the alarm clock, buy a new alarm clock if you have to, get an energy drink ready. You don't want to miss it.
Are you bringing this person to the studio tomorrow? This
rumor has it that the Geek limo service will be transporting this gentleman from he lives near the airport in Columbus to the fair city of Marion. Yes, somebody tells me that someone who lives someone who's talking to you on the phone right now is providing limo services, yes.
I know who this is, but I'm not going to give it away. But that would be an interesting car ride, I would think.
I'm going to go ahead and get my Pandora ready so that I can put on the Boys to Men channel, because I know how much you like them. And so we'll be singing along to a couple Boys to Men songs. I don't want to sing on Bended Knee because I'm driving a car and I'm, you know, trying to act the song out and go on Bended Knee. I probably wouldn't be able to drive safely up the road. So we'll pick a different tune, and I know how much you like Broadway music also. So maybe some Bette Midler or Judy Garland or Frank Sinatra, some of the old-time jazz and show tune music, because we discussed how much you're a fan of that.
Well, I did not tomorrow when you bring this person in, now you do not want to take them to a donut shop, even though it's the day after National Donut Day, because they've had some problems with that in the past.
Correct. Of course, as you probably know, my usual choice of grub in Marion is the Ponderosa. So,
but you don't want to take this person to the Ponderosa.
Yeah, well, there's always the Asian buffet place that I'm quite partial to also. So,
because this person's been known not to take their medicine.
That's okay, because, you know, with my science background, I'm familiar with the necessity of people making sure that their body is functioning top-notch. And so if I'm in charge, he will be taking his medication, believe me.
Now, here's the big question, you know, with those two in the studio and Jennifer tomorrow, now, are you going to be able to keep a lid on that to make sure that we are all in line?
I'll probably be the show engineer. That way they can all concentrate. And, well, let's hope that everybody acts maturely, amusingly, and appropriately. But I'm sure that the microphone that'll be in front of my face will not go to waste. It should certainly be a grand old time, you know.
Well, you're in charge tomorrow, so you got to keep them in the right area.
I know. I have a key to the studio, so unless you've changed the lock, I mean that's not a problem. So
you'll be fine. But they've been doing fine. But you know, you get that group together, you got to keep semblance of order.
Yeah, I just remind everybody this is going to be a radio spectacle. For the agents, and I would definitely recommend don't go out tonight. Just go buy a six pack of Red Bull to make sure that you're awake and alert. Get some of that strong coffee. Buy a new alarm clock or use your phone and put it on full blast, because starting at about 7:10 will be audio that your ears will be thankful for the rest of your life. You might even learn something. Who knows? We may get some more celebrity callers. So we'll see what we can muster up.
Well, that will be interesting. Well, thanks, Adam.
And you're gonna listen, I presume, right? I know you'll be.
Yes, if I'm available, I will listen.
Okay, well that's fine. Be sure to listen to the entire presentation and provide a full critique.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Marianne Michaels. And you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
All right, we're back. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, did you get the city and state with the most donuts?
I did not.
Is it Boston, Massachusetts?
It is Boston, Massachusetts. You have got it right. Now, why do you think there's so many donut shops in Boston?
I don't know, because people are wealthy, or I don't know.
I couldn't figure that out because I would have thought New York or Chicago, just because they're big cities, would have more shops, but it's Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? It's not even somewhere you'd necessarily think, but I was thinking maybe somewhere in California, but it's not.
You've got it right. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
Yes, I am.
All right. What would you like?
Do you still have Zumbisi Bay tickets?
Yeah, I think we have one pair of those left.
That would be great.
All right.
It's my little girl.
Oh, perfect. What's your name?
Brooklyn Pritchard.
Okay, Brooklyn Pritchard. All right. We're only open for 13 more minutes today, but we'll be open next week, and you got 10 days to pick those up.
I'll pick them up next week. Thank you so much. You have a great station there.
Hey, thank you for listening. We appreciate it a lot.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got another pair of Zumbisi Bay tickets out the door today. Brooklyn Pritchard. I believe that was the young girl's name, who is the winner of those tickets. Seems to be the popular item here today. We've had a lot of winners, though, today. We've had Reggie and Ruben and Ashley and Brooklyn, and we've still got 13 minutes left. Yeah, but Boston, Massachusetts. Very strange. Boston, Massachusetts has the most donut shops of anywhere. Why? We have no idea. But we still have some donut questions left here. Does anybody know the name of the original automatic donut machine? It did have a name, kind of a strange name. We've had this one since the start of the show. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Did you even know a donut was mentioned in the Bible? But I can give you the chapter and verse that a donut is mentioned in a Bible, in the Bible. If you tell me who the person is, who mentions it in the Bible, if you guess a Bible character, you might get it right. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? What group of people think that eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve will be good luck? What group of people thinks that? Kind of interesting.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'll guess Paul.
It's not Paul.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Not Paul. The question is, what person in the Bible mentions a donut? Does anybody know what person in the Bible mentions a donut? That's the question. Not Paul, and I think we had John guessed earlier on. It's not John, but if we get the answer here, I'll tell you the chapter and verse. What are some other people in the Bible besides Paul and John? Does anybody know? What group thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is considered to be good luck? What group thinks that? The size of a donut hole is supposed to be representing something in society. This is very interesting. How big or small the hole is in the center of the donut is supposed to represent something in society. Does anybody know what that would be? So those are the four questions we've got left. We have answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we've answered 6 and we got 4 left. Are we going to get them in the next 10 minutes? Does anybody know the name of the original automatic donut machine? It had a special name. Does anybody know what person in the Bible mentions a donut? Does anybody know what group thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve will give you good luck? Does anybody know what the size of the hole in the center of the donut is supposed to represent in society? How big or small the hole is in the center of a donut? Does anybody know what that's supposed to represent? It's National Donut Day, the 81st annual National Donut Day. We'd love to hear those answers for sure.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'll guess Joseph.
Not Joseph.
Okay.
Thank you.
The question the answer we're looking for this question, what person in the Bible mentions a donut? That's what we're looking for. 51 and a half minutes past the hour on this Friday afternoon. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers while he's on vacation in Pennsylvania. Do want to remind you the WWGH 5th Anniversary Special, Monday, June the 10th, 7:15 to 9 p.m. I'll be here. Terry will be here. Sean will be here. Adam will be here. Linda, Mike Wilson, Pastor Whitaker, Charlie Evers, Nate Redman, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, Mrs. Weasel, a performance by the Leshesky family, a live performance, supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030. Those are the questions on the table, and we want to know the answers. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, in the Bible, was that Luke?
It wasn't Luke.
Thank you.
Not Luke. Are we going to get this one before we go off the air today? Not Luke, not Paul, not John. I hope you get it, because I want to give you the chapter and verse where this is so you can go look it up if you don't know the answer. And you're not going to want to miss the Weasel Show tomorrow. Big deal tomorrow morning, 7:10 to 10 a.m. with Adam Lepp, computer guy, live in studio. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was it Peter?
Not Peter.
Okay.
Not Peter. What's the person in the Bible? Who is the person in the Bible that mentions a donut? Does anybody know? What was the original name of the automatic donut machine? Eating a jelly donut is considered to be good luck on New Year's Eve for what group of people? What is the size of the donut hole supposed to represent in society? How big or small the donut hole is? Does anybody know the answer for that? 740-383-9944. We're looking for the answers here. We want to know what they are. 740-383-9944. If you know the answers, give us a call. We've got about 6 minutes left in the program today, 54 minutes past the hour. Always fun filling in for Charlie Evers, and we've given away 4 pairs of tickets to Zumbezi Bay today. Reggie, Ruben, Ashley, and Brooklyn. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the Bible, was it Michael?
Not Michael.
Okay.
It was not Michael. We're bound to get it here. It's a person in the Bible. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? And if you let me know who this person is, I'll tell you the chapter and verse where they mention the donut, and you can go look it up if we get it in the next 5 minutes here. Does anybody know the name of the original automatic donut machine? What group thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is good luck? I don't think we've got the answer to that one yet either. What is the size of the donut hole supposed to represent? Does anybody know what the size of the donut hole is supposed to represent?
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it Ruth?
Not Ruth. Thank you.
Here to pick up a prize?
Yeah, for my granddaughter, Ashley Johnson.
All right, let me take a look here. Oh, today, all right, the Zumbezi Bay tickets. All right, let me grab those for you. Ooh. This is the, oh, there's the pickup folder. That's where they are. There you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, 5 minutes left in the show today, 740-383-9944. The popular question seems to be the person in the Bible who mentions a donut. Who is that? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was it Lazarus?
Not Lazarus.
You probably wouldn't say if it was a man or a woman, right?
We're
getting close here.
We're close.
Yeah, because it's been so long. I'm just
trying to pull out some names. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right. 4 minutes left here today. The popular question seems to be, who is the person in the Bible who mentions a donut? And if you tell me, I'll give you the chapter and verse where they mention the donut. And you can go and look at it. Let's see. The person in the Bible who mentions a donut, the name of the original automatic donut machine. What group, I don't know if we've had a guess on this one, what group thinks eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve is good luck? What group thinks that? What does the size of the hole in the center of the donut represent in society? Does anybody know the answer to that particular question? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it Jesus?
Not Jesus.
Now, don't forget, tomorrow morning, you're not going to want to miss it, The Weasel Show, 7:10 to 10 a.m., we'll have Weasel and his wife and Patrick. Oh, my goodness, did I blow it? Well, to be honest with you, I don't really know who it is. Maybe it is Patrick. Maybe it's not. But we know Adam will be here, and Adam's driving the person in.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, for the Bible, did somebody guess John?
Yeah, somebody did guess John earlier.
Okay, how about Daniel?
Not Daniel.
Okay.
Thank you.
2 minutes left in the program on this National Donut Day 2019, the 81st.
Go ahead, caller.
Was it David?
Not David.
Okay, thank you.
Not David. Oh, man. I was hoping we would get this question answered. 2 minutes left to go. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? And if you get the right answer, I'll tell you what chapter and verse the donut is mentioned in. Are we going to get the right answer? That's the question.
Go ahead, caller.
Was it Job?
Not Job.
No, it was not Job. Are there any ministers or preachers out there listening today? Reverends? That would know who this is, this person in the Bible who mentions the donut?
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was it Rachel?
Not Rachel.
Okay.
All right.
Not Rachel. Who in the Bible mentions a donut? We got 1 minute left today. And we've had a lot of fun here, for sure, on this Friday afternoon.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just had a question. I got thinking about it. Would the group that finds the eating the donut lucky, would that be the Polish?
It's not Polish, but it is a group overseas.
I was thinking because of the Paskies, which are Polish. That's where my thinking was going. They're a jelly-filled donut.
It's not Polish, but that's a good guess.
But thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Not Polish. What group of people consider eating a jelly donut on New Year's Eve to be good luck? That is the question. The Weasel Show tomorrow morning, 7:10 to 10 a.m. Weasel, Mrs. Weasel, a special guest, Adam Lepp, Weasel's birthday. Oh, my goodness. What fun will be had tomorrow, 7:10 until 10 a.m. Does anybody know what person in the Bible mentions a donut? Are we going to get it? Doesn't look like we are. It's been fun filling in for Charlie Evers, and we thank our winners today, Reggie, Ruben, Ashley, and Brooklyn. But I'll tell you this. If you want to know the answer, well, maybe this is the right answer. Let's try it here. Okay, if that was you, call back in really quick. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, if you want to know the answer to the person in the Bible who mentions a donut, okay, if this is you, okay, maybe this is the right answer coming. We hope. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was it Samuel?
Not Samuel.
Okay.
Okay, if you want to know who it is, save this for next week. Call in next week. It's in chapter 7, verse 12. Chapter 7, verse 12, and you'll find the person who mentions a donut. And we'll talk about that next week. But we're done on this Friday. It's been fun filling in for Charlie. And I'll talk with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Weasel Show tomorrow, 7:10 to 10 a.m. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
That would have never made a Hope special.
It just would have never made it.
It
would have
got bumped.
It would have got bumped.
Too complicated. I got to tell you, Gallagher, that's too complicated.
Yeah, that's deep.
Back to the corn pop.
I'm on the list.
Oh, welcome back.